Okay. See how here we go. So the beginning in Halacha Salaf talks first about talking about Kriyas Parsha Zachor. So they bring downs like this. Yotze Adam Yidei Chavasa V'Shmiyas Parsha Zachor B'Havara Hashone Mi Misuras Avosav. So you Yotze, if you hear something laning Zachor in a different way than you normally pronounce Hebrew. So if you're a Timani Jew and you find yourself in a Vizhnitzer Shtibel for Parsha Zachor and they're laning, it's a little bit different than the way they used to say back in Yemen. Nevertheless, you're Yotze with that. Ulam lechatchila roi limno mikach, but lechatchila one should avoid this. So you look in the bottom, Orchos Halacha number one. Right, he used to have his wife come to shul lahader to be as a hidden mitzvah ki hasoivrin shigam noshim chayav aspo. The women are also chayav in parsha zachor. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Are women chayav? There is an opinion that what's the inyan of mechias amalek? War. Do women go out to war? Forget about nowadays, but back then women didn't go to war. So therefore, since women don't go to war, women are exempt from the chiyuv of Parsha Zachor. There's a day like that. So according to me, however,
are
potter, yeah, correct, yeah. In in Beis, in footnote Beis, in the Devar Halacha, he brings an interesting thing. Im tircha hilo, right? If it's a big tircha, right? Nachon shihar b'kach. It's a typo. V'hoi ovehi mitzvah hanoheges pamachas b'shona. Mikol mokom. Ein lasos kein b'tzibur likro b'oso maimed b'kam havoros. You shouldn't make a whole, a whole group of different lanings at their different havoros. Okay, first now we're going to get the Sephardi Jew, then the Glitzian is going to read, then the Litvish is going to read, and everyone's going to pronounce in their own havora. He says you should not get v'oso maimed kam havoros. Shemilvad she'ein zekovet hatzibur. You're waiting around where everyone's laning it again and again and again. Ein gam tam ledover klal. There's no reason to do this. Ume olam lo shemaner shinahu kach. We never heard of anybody who actually is knowing this.
No, would this apply to the Megillah also?
Why?
Because when Nani lanes and he does Mordechai, he usually does it with the Galatiano. He's changing.
Yes, you see here, it's not a problem.
If someone's consistent all the way through, it's one thing. If it's different from your listening, it's different from your Havara, but he does it.
Why would it make a difference whether I split in the middle or I went the whole way? I would say that if I could be not from my Havara, then part of it could be my Havara, part of it could not my Havara. I'm a Glitziana for those few Pesukim Mordechai actually.
I just question that. He changes his voice, okay, that's fine. But when it comes to Mordechai and he actually changes, that's something,
You see here it's not a problem.
What?
You see from here it's not a problem if it's a Havara not from yours.
No, but I'm saying,
I understand your question is that's only when you want Havara consistently. But if you change the Havara because you're acting out the way Mordechai is changing the voice of Mordechai, and by Mordechai you're changing a Havara, it's still not a problem. It's not a problem. By the way, you realize how little Mordechai actually speaks in the Megillah, right? That's a different point, right? When you're acting out all the different people in the Megillah and you're putting on wigs and hats and everything, you're just speaking out. But you see, Mordechai speaks very, I think, two pesukim.
Well, they only quoted two things that Mordechai said.
Yeah, but Mordechai is such a we think Mordechai is such a central character, but you see, there's very little dialogue. Okay, Vayta Beis. Hashomea Parsha Zachar v'chisur kametevos. So if you heard Parsha Zachar but you missed a few words, right? Kol Shoshama Iker Inyan Zechiras Amalek. As long as you heard the Iker, the main part of Amalek, Yotze Yedei Chovoso. You are Yotze with that, right? So what does that exactly mean to hear the Iker part of it? So let's look in. Where is it? I think it's Gimel. I wanted to do. Yeah, Gimel. Sorry, I got to flip back again. Gimel at the bottom. The inkeep mekriyas parsha zocher al haposuk viata oyev viyagev li elokim. Right, and you were tired and weary, you didn't fear Hashem. So who's that going on? Who's the pasuk ata oyev viyagev? You were tired and weary.
Jews were
tired and weary, right? Or is it going on a Malik? Was a Malik the one who was ata oyev? Right? Ayav v'yageh.
If they were tired and weary, how were they able to fight?
So you see this parsha is going on. Okay. So it says like this. It's actually Machlokas in Parshanut, who that phrase is referring to. Okay, which nation? But again, not all that's good. Kol al Yisrael. V'luk pirush Rashi. And this is not like Rashi's pshat. V'shar ha-mishfarshim de lo yore koi al amolik. The lo yore is feeling that's the way Rashi learns. It's going to on amolik. If so nevertheless...
It's split. If your game goes to Yidden and...
Right. Well, according to Rashi, it's all amolik.
Well...
Ato Agay is now I'm blanking. Ato Ayav Yageh, the Levi scheme is all going on. Is going on Malik. Yeah.
It could be that they felt themselves so wearied by the success of Israel, and that they didn't feel part of it. That all of a sudden they got motivated afterwards. You know.
The lo kishar, I'm sorry, the lo kipirish Rashi v'shar. Unfortunately, the lo yorei koy al amolik. Right. If nevertheless, if you had it wrong, you thought that was then yotzi dechovaso. That's the chiddush. You're still yotzi with that. Why? The came into the ikar kavanas hazachira kivein kehalacha. Right. You didn't get direct. You know what the words meant, but you just thought it was the wrong pshat. You thought it was feeling the wrong nation. Right. But you were having kavan at that point. Liskra ma'isa malik. Do you remember what a malik had? But in your memory, you think that detail is focusing on klai yisrael versus focusing on a malik. Shop your dummy. It's still fine. Vegam hare yeshomrim dekoy al yisrael, because there are some yeshomrim. Does he bring down here who it is? In 7, he says the mechilta Rabbi Shmoyo parshas b'shalach. Kiddushin, or Achayim, a McDover. Okay, fine. So he brings. It is a machlokus. It's two.
I mean, why you say it in second person rather than in third person? If it's strong, if it's in second person, it would seem to be going on the Yidden.
Second person is that you all, right? Right. That's second person. And third person would be the Bnei Yisrael, right? That would be the difference. So, what's your question?
Because it is saying you would apply to Israel, because you wouldn't say you to
a Malik, right?
Right. I mean, you have to learn that he's talking to a Malik.
No, he's not talking to a Malik.
No, I'm saying, but the fact that it says you, second person,
because it's saying you're tired. Why would it say you to a Malik, the nation of Malik? It's talking. You know, Moshe is conveying the Torah to the Jews, or you know, or Hashem to the Jews.
Yeah, so Pashupat sounds like it's talking to about the Klal Yisrael. You guys were talking. Yeah. Okay.
But there's no reason why I couldn't necessarily split.
Split the pasuk in half, yeah. And half and half. Yeah. Okay. What's that? That was Beis Gimel. Also, let's say chutz l'tchum b'Shabbes l'tzorach shmiyas parsha zachar. So you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum to travel beyond that in order to hear the Megillah. No, I'm sorry, not to hear the parsha zachar. Right? It used to be, you know, we're spoiled, but it used to be if you lived in a little small town that didn't have a minyan, so that was one of the times when you went and traveled to go for Shabbos, because you had your Parsha Zach, which is a Doraisa. So we said, okay, I'm going to shul this weekend, and maybe more people are going to come, women are going to come, everyone's going to come, but if you didn't have a minyan, this is the week where you actually traveled to go to.
Could you be Yotzi without a minyan?
Parsha Zach, no, you'd hold, you have to have a minyan for a... You have to have a minion for it. Huh? Okay, let's just see. We'll do the. Let's try to get in quickly.
So that's the second example. What's in the book? Mitzvah Dreisa requires a minion. We say it's Birchas Kohanim. So here we have a second mitzvah that requires a minion.
It's a machlokes. It's a three-way machlokes as to how often in your lifetime you have to do Parsha Zachar. Some of them learn, look, certain mitzvahs we do just once in a life. Bris, you have bris once in your life. Other mitzvahs, we hold the middle sheet that it's not once in your life. The other extreme is the Rambam. The Rambam holds anytime you talk. Right now, we're talking about a Malik, so we're getting the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Malik. We hold like the Toysos, like the middle sheet that it's once before you forget it. And the Shir for Shechichah, the amount of time before you're going to forget it, is Yud Beis Chodesh. So therefore, we do it once a year in order to constantly remind it, because it's Zochus.
So it's twice in a leap year.
So that's a question. There's a chasm sofer like that, whether or not, what do you have to do during a leap year? Do you have to be yotze at the end of Parshas Kisavo, right, with the Malik? Okay, I mean, there's more to discuss about it, but we're out of time. But maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow and talk about what happens if you find there was a psul in the Sefer Torah that you used. Right? This is your deraisa rekriya in the Sefer Torah's puzzle. So we'll, that's starting with Halacha Dalad.
Outside that particular puzzle, just in general.
What?
So yeah. This the parsha itself that we're landing in.
Right, that parsha that you use the lane zocher from, but then in the Tzivtzor, was it?
Normally, the psul, you just continue where you left.
You found it 2 weeks later.
You found it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Okay, have a good day.